thanks for downloading news and commentary from KERA 90.1 Dallas-Fort Worth. You can get more information and support this service at kera.org.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Vanguard, offering investments designed to help individuals and institutions reach their long-term financial goals. 1-888-VANGUARD.
Another rainy morning with the usual heavy traffic and the same question again with the same blaming tone. This time from a new young coworker. Can you guys do something? It took me 2 hours to arrive here. To her, I'm the professor who teaches and does research in transportation engineering, and maybe the only person she knows in this field. I wish I could, I answered. I felt her frustration. It took me the same 2 hours to get to work that morning. If it were not for my classes later, I was ready to call it a day and head back home at 10 a.m. There is no doubt traffic congestion is a significant threat to our nation's economy, environmental quality, and social integration. Traveled miles have doubled in the last 2 decades. On the other hand, few of the transportation infrastructure projects we were supposed to build 20 years ago are being built today. We may have overlooked the need for these projects due to lack of adequate planning, or we might have invested our limited funds on the other projects as a result of poor decision-making. Whatever the reason is, the result is a severely congested transportation system that makes us suffer on a daily basis. The latest statistics indicate the average annual time lost due to traffic congestion is equivalent to 1 entire work week. We also use 3 billion gallons of fuel a year while sitting in traffic. The estimated cost of traffic congestion is close to $80 billion a year. Traffic congestion is also a main cause of air quality degradation in most urban areas. During rush hours, vehicle emissions contribute up to 70% of the total pollutants in the air. At the social level, strong evidence indicates stressful long commutes could lead to less well-being families. Based on these numbers, I would say our nation is engaged in another war that exhausts our resources and limits our growth, and we are not doing much to win this war. The congestion threat requires a new teamwork mechanism that we obviously lagged over the past decades. All stakeholders include legislators, policy and decision makers, federal and local officials, planners, engineers, and researchers would have to contribute. They need to have a clear understanding of the magnitude of the congestion problem and a determination to face it. This mechanism would encourage creativity and innovations while bounding the risk, reward successes, and account for failure. Most importantly, this new teamwork mechanism would respect the public and care for the next generations. When this mechanism is in place, only then will my answer to the question, can something be done, confidently be, a lot is being done.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the TL Type S with a 286-horsepower V6 and real-time traffic alerts. Learn more at Acura.com.